Your cell phone won't just alert you to storms or missing kids anymore. Now it will spontaneously give warning about people suspected of committing a crime. WNYC's Robert Lewis reports.
A little before 8 a.m. on Monday, 36 hours after the bombing in Chelsea, a jolt shot across the city when New Yorkers heard their cell phones come alive with that classic emergency alert tone. On the screen flashed an ominous message. Wanted, Ahmad Khan Rahami, 28-year-old male, see media for pick, call 911 if seen. Ryan Hanlon received the message during his morning commute into the city.
I was on the bus when it came through, and all, 40 or 50 people on the bus received it at the exact same moment, and everybody, you could sense this collective gasp.
Notify NYC has been in place since 2012, part of a nationwide wireless emergency alert system, allowing government agencies to blast warning of imminent danger to residents. It was only the eighth alert New York City officials have sent. Most have been weather-related, including the first, which was for Sandy. It was the first time the system was used to flag a wanted person. Mayor Bill de Blasio says it's a sign of innovation.
No more a wanted poster, on the precinct house wall. This is a modern approach that really engaged the whole community.
But the alert system doesn't actually support photos or even links, so New Yorkers only saw that someone with a Muslim-sounding name was wanted, and they were advised to seek out photos in the media. De Blasio credited the system with helping lead to the suspected bomber's capture, although law enforcement officials wouldn't say how.
We think it's a very valuable tool. We think it created a lot of focus and urgency.
Officials say this wasn't a one-off. Expect more alerts to be on the lookout for alleged criminals on a case-by-case basis. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.
The events yesterday prompted fears of a different sort. When a Muslim commits an act of terror, many people start looking at the entire Muslim community suspiciously. In Elizabeth, New Jersey yesterday, WNYC's Karen Rouse found Muslim leaders trying to get ahead of any backlash.
Less than 2 hours after Ahmad Khan Rahami was caught in nearby Linden, New Jersey, Nawaz Sheikh, president of the local Islamic Center, had cobbled together an official statement.
The Muslim Community Center of Union County categorically denounced the action of the individual and thanked for our brave men and women in the uniform.
He went on to call this their beloved country and Rahami's actions un-Islamic. Earlier in the day, another member of the Islamic Center, Ayaz Aslam, said he reached out to Homeland Security and offered to assist in any federal probe. They offered help, even though none of the men at the mosque actually knew the bomber, only his father, who used to come for daily prayers. Aslam said Muslims are shocked and concerned for the safety and security of the country, and for Muslims in Elizabeth.
Of us as a community as well?
Aslam says he's part of an interfaith community, and members of those groups assured him they would be there to offer support if there is a backlash. For WNYC, I'm Karen Rouse.
The bombing in Chelsea on Saturday night forced all levels of law enforcement and government to swing into action. Despite the crisis, WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports New York's top political leaders opted for their own separate communication strategies.
Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio appeared together in the aftermath of the bombing on Sunday morning when they toured Chelsea together, but they held separate news conferences. Yesterday, they again took to the airways on their own, sometimes appearing on the same networks just minutes apart. Events moved quickly, with an arrest reported by midday. On CNN, Ashley Banfield asked Governor Cuomo if there was any evidence that the suspect had an overseas connection.
Do you have any intelligence thus?
Yeah, I think it's early for that, Ashley. I'm sure that's going to be an important line of inquiry.
Moments later, Mayor de Blasio appeared before reporters, flanked by his newly sworn-in Police Commissioner James O'Neill, U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, and William Sweeney from the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, with the latest on the investigation. The governor's absence was noticed, and the mayor was asked about it.
Yes, he was invited. Yes, we're working with him.
But the publicly fraught relationship between the men seemed to underscore each one of their separate appearances. Bill Cunningham was communications director under Mayor Bloomberg through 2005.
Both the mayor and the governor are going to refer to the Joint Terrorism Task Force as a wonderful organization that coordinates a lot of the investigations and the response.
Cunningham says they might want to take a few tips.
Perhaps maybe some joint communications would fit right into that.
For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.